My name is Justin Miller. I'm 22 years old. Today is August 7th, 2019. I'm speaking with my athletic trainer, Chris Perrin. We're recording this interview in the city of Detroit at the University of Detroit Mercy. All right, Chris. So, can you tell me a little bit about your background of athletic training and how you started and what you wanted to, when did you know you wanted to do athletic training?
So I grew up playing sports as an athlete. Had a couple injuries, had to deal with athletic trainers and physical trainers, physical therapists. So at a very young age, I knew that was something that interests me. So going into college, that was kind of my mindset. I went to Michigan State for undergrad, who has a well-renowned athletic training program at Michigan State. I got into the program my junior year. It's a two-year program. I worked with sports like football, basketball, swimming and diving, track and field. Had a wide range of experiences in those sports. And then once out of Michigan State, I got a GA grad assistant position at Detroit Mercy here. Worked 2 years with women's soccer. And then when I finished up my master's degree and my GA requirements, I was lucky enough to be hired on at Detroit Mercy with men's basketball. And now I'm in my third year with men's basketball.
Okay, so if you could tell me, like, your biggest influence, who would it be for your career?
My biggest influence, I would say it's two-part. One being my mom, who just is an influence in life and someone who pushes me and has always been my biggest supporter. And then in the athletic training world, I would say I have this two-part in the athletic training world, one being the Utah Jazz athletic trainer who I was lucky enough to work with a couple summers, and then also the head guy here, Mike Miller, who from the second I was a GA here was on me and pushed me to be the best that I could be.
Okay, so dealing with athletes and just people that get a bad rep of just being like jerks and like getting stuff handed to them, what would be like your like biggest like pet peeve of what an athlete does in the everyday on your everyday like work, like what would be like your pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve with athletes is the ones that either don't listen and think they know everything and go about their business in that way, thinking they can just get through whatever it is on their own without professional opinions or experience. Or it is the athlete that is non-compliant, who will only come in on their terms and only wants stuff done on their timing and there when it's convenient for them.
Okay. What's like a normal like work day for you? Like what time you get here? What time you leave? What all you have to do? Like just like the regular things that you do every single day. Like whenever I worked at a restaurant, I had to do like normal stuff every single day before I started like working. Like, what do you do before you start getting to do your job?
So normal day out of season, I usually get in around 9 o'clock ish. Take care of whatever I need to take care of for the beginning of the day, whether that's documenting notes or getting stuff ready for practices or lifting. And then usually we have lifts or workouts in the off season, so I will be doing pre-practice, pre-weight treatments for those who are injured. That usually happens about 45 minutes to an hour before whatever we are doing. Then there's always post-practice or post-weights treatments for those who are still injured. There's also rehabs that get done during the day for those who have a bigger issue than just a little lingering, you know, hamstring strain or something like that. So those get done every day, should get done every day. After all of that is done, there's more documenting to be done with whatever was done for the day, treatment-wise or rehab-wise. Updates on injuries. At least once during the day, you'll contact or make contact with coach, update him on everything that's going on. And then it's just kind of keeping the athletic training room clean and ready for the next day. In season is a little bit different. In season, I'm in usually around 8 o'clock-ish, unless we have morning weights. And then those days usually last till about 6 or 7 o'clock at night because of practice. Those days are a little bit longer, more treatments throughout the day, a little bit more tricky with class schedules with the athletes. You just kind of got to fit in where you can fit in, make sure they get in before practices and weights. About an hour to 2 hours before practice is pre-practice treatments. And then within that hour range to practice time is usually taping. And last-minute stuff for practices. And then we get them out to practice. I sit at practice, watch practice, make sure everything is going well, monitor those that lift with limitations, and then obviously any injuries that pop up. And then post-practice, there's more treatments, a little bit quicker. And then after that, it's more documenting from what happened throughout the day with treatments, injuries, updates, and rehabs and all of that.
What are you most proudest of? Like other than your job or what you do here, what do you, whenever you look in the mirror, what do you pride yourself on day by day?
I would say on a day-by-day basis, I pride myself on being a hard worker when everything needs to get done. If there's a deadline, that my work will get done. No questions asked. You don't have to stay on me. That's how I was grown up to act, and that's how I still am. In my profession, I would say I'm most proud of two things. One, I had the opportunity to travel overseas to China with a USA developmental basketball team a couple of years ago, and that was a pretty cool experience to be a part of that. The second thing that I'm most proud of is being the head trainer for men's basketball D1 at a D1 school at a very young age. There's not many trainers at a D1 level with men's basketball, probably under 30. So that's one thing that I'm proud of.
If you wasn't doing athletic training, what would you probably want to do with job or with your job or like your life? What would you want to do?
Tough question. So if it wasn't athletic training and I wanted to stick in the sports or athlete realm, I would probably do physical therapies or be a physical therapist. I kind of thought about that before athletic training. But if I wanted to get away from all of that, I don't know. I mean, I like numbers, so accounting comes into play. I like outdoors, so kind of like landscaping and stuff like that is also interests me.
So you say you like outdoors. I'm new to Michigan, so is there any places that you like to like visit or vacation that are like real outdoors, like here in the state, or like do you like go somewhere else to vacation, like stuff like that?
Yeah, so Michigan has a lot of good places. If you don't want to go too far, downtown is very nice. They have campus marshes, a lot of shopping, restaurant scene. If you want to go more outdoors, up north has some of the best places in the country with Traverse City. And if you want to go farther past that in the UP, there's Pictured Rocks, Mackinac Island, that sort of thing. There's a lot of places where you can be outside hiking, looking at, you know, the wilderness, whatever you want to call it. One of my favorite places outside of Michigan is Utah. You got the mountain range, national park, very, very nice outdoor area there.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Don't let anybody tell you can't do something. If you have goals, go after them. Don't let people pull you down or try and shift you in a different direction. Go after what you want.
Okay, trying to think of some more, something. Would you ever be willing to work in the NBA one day?
Is that a plan?
So I've kind of thought about it. I'm happy where I'm at in, you know, D1 basketball, college athletics. The thing with NBA basketball is, yeah, it's high profile, high as you can go pretty much, but it is a big commitment, lots of travel, lots of time, sort of tough if you're ever trying to plan a family. So as of right now, I'm happy where I'm at. That's kind of not in my future sights right now, at least.
If you could give one person on this team, like, who's the kid on this team that you just don't like? He just doesn't listen.
That's an easy one. No, it would be one of the tough kids to work with on this team would be Bo. He's just kind of set in his ways, only wants things when it's convenient for him. And that's kind of not only my opinion. It's sort of followed him wherever he's gone.
Okay, so you being like the athletic trainer and like not being a coach and not being a player, you kind of see from the outside looking in, like you see people's tendencies and players' body language more so like do you feel like whenever you see like something like if you have to report it to coach, you feel like you wouldn't feel bad about doing it?
Yeah, so athletic trainers are sort of the first line defense for athletes. We are around them more than coaches, more than teachers, more than anyone kind of in the university. We spend the most time with them, so we kind of get to know them at a better level than mostly anybody else around, other than probably their families or teammates. So one of our kind of duties is to make sure we can spot if there's differences in how they act or how if something's changed, whether that's, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. That's sort of one thing that we are tasked to do because we're around them most. And if that means talking to a coach, talking to somebody higher up in the administration, or getting them to see some sort of specialist, whether that's, you know, emotionally or mentally. That's sort of one thing that athletic trainers are good for, good at, and tasked to do.
So how do you like your staff that you work with? Are y'all close, like, outside of here, or do y'all hang out sometimes, like, outside of the office, or do y'all just keep the business and, like, you know, just get out, get in here, get out, and just don't talk to me until I get back in here?
No, so that is one good thing about working here is we are all very close. The four full-time staff work in a small office, all four of us together, so we spend a lot of time together. And then we are also very close with our GAs and make sure that they feel comfortable. We kind of have a family atmosphere here. We joke around a lot. We have fun. It's not always straight business. But when business needs to get done, we get it done. And then outside of here, we do spend some time together on occasion, whether that's going out for a bite to eat or hanging out at somebody's house. We usually kind of have a kickoff the year get together just so that we can, you know, get to know each other better and kind of keep that family atmosphere intact.
Alright, so your favorite restaurant in Detroit? And why?
Favorite restaurant. There's a lot of good places to eat. I would say one of my favorites, because it's strictly a Detroit thing, would be Buddy's Pizza. And my favorite thing from there would be the Hawaiian. Can't really find it anywhere else. And Buddy's is a Detroit thing, so that's probably one of my top ones.
Why is it a Detroit thing?
It's just kind of where it started, I think. So the style of pizza, which is like that square, thick crust, that's like a Detroit style pizza.
If you could be any person on this earth for 1 week, who would it be and why?
Wow. There's a lot of good choices that you could pick here. I would say Jay-Z. He's one of the top in the business, has more than just music, and his wife is Beyonce. So,
so with you saying Jay-Z, would that like square him off as being your favorite rapper?
Yes. He's up there, top two. One, two.
Who's two?
Favorite or who I think is best?
Yeah, who you think is best?
Who I think is best?
Like you're one and two.
Big.
Okay, so you like New York rappers? That's what you like?
He's best.
Okay. Your hardest or your longest paper in college? What was it about, and how many pages was it, and how long did it take you to do it?
I think it was in grad school, and I believe it was like 25 pages. Couldn't tell you what it was on. Some sort of healthcare system that we had to. I don't even remember. But I think it was 25 pages. In one of my healthcare classes here at Detroit.
If there's like one treatment method that you just don't believe in, what would it be?
Ice. I don't believe in ice. I think ice is outdated. I think it does the opposite of what you want it to do. The only thing that it is good for is pain reduction and just to make you feel numb. So it takes away any pain that you have or soreness. But in the long run, it's counterproductive to what you actually want done when in recovery and healing. You need, with any injury, you need blood flow. Your body is well equipped to take care of any injury and better than any sort of treatment or modality that we have. So with ice, you are slowing down the blood flow to the area and sort of slowing down the process of healing.
Okay, so what will we do if I come in here and I ask for ice for my knees? Would game ready be better?
Game ready is ice.
So it is ice?
It's cold, yeah, cold water.
It's, okay. There's a training method that you 1,000% believe in. What is it?
Laser. So laser is, it has a heating element which increases blood flow, and it also puts energy watts basically into the cells and helps them recover quicker, faster, and better. Another thing that I believe in is sort of an active recovery. So that's, you know, stretching, foam rolling, light biking, that sort of thing. That sort of helps you recover if it's just soreness, not necessarily injury based.
If you could grow up in any time period, which one would you decide to live in and why? As an 18-year-old kid.
I don't know. I liked my time period. I don't know. I feel like I had a pretty good childhood and adulthood growing up. I think it had a good balance of some technology, but not too focused on it or reliant upon it. I think if it would have been like a generation or so before me, it would have been a little bit difficult, weird, I guess, with not being able to do some of the things that I was able to do. And I think generations now are too reliant on technology, too focused on it. Kids don't go outside and play like we used to, that sort of thing.
If you could describe yourself as one of the Office characters, who would you be?
Like the real Office characters?
Yeah,
like the show?
Yeah.
I'm probably mostly like Jim. That would be my say.
Favorite movie?
Space Jam. Can't go wrong with Space Jam. Classic. We will see how Space Jam 2 comes out. Hopefully they don't ruin the first one. But yeah, Space Jam's up there.
What is your take with marijuana and sports these days? I know we live in Michigan and everybody has a kind of different belief about it up here than where I was at in my last school. So give me your take on it.
Um, So first off, I will say, working at a NCAA school, our take is whatever the NCAA decides, no matter what the state decides. My personal take, I think there's benefits to it. I think it's not as bad as it's gotten a rap for. I also think that with any sort of drug, moderation is key. There's obviously the other side of the scale where you can use it too much or it can become a problem. But until it can be controlled in whatever manner, we will follow the NCAA's guidelines.
So do you drink? Like are you an alcohol dude, or are you like a wine dude or beer? And what would you prefer?
So one of the running jokes as athletic trainers is we are good at drinking. just because we work long days, we deal with a lot of stress with athletes, with doctors, that sort of thing. So my personal preference would be liquor. Not a wine guy, don't like wine. And if I do beer, it's usually craft.
Craft? What's that mean? Those are like light beers. Craft is like
Like
Guinness?
No,
that's not like that. Like all the specialty kind of beers.
Oh, like different beers?
Yeah, that's like craft.
Oh, okay. Do you know any type of martial arts?
I do not. I never took any as a kid growing up, and haven't really learned any since then.
Okay, so... How's it working with Coach Davis and the men's basketball staff?
So my first year with him was last year, and it was definitely a little bit of a different experience than coaches in the past. He is an old school kind of coach. He's been around basketball for longer than most of us have been alive. He knows what works, what doesn't. He knows, or he's set in his ways with what he wants, how he wants it. But I mean, working with him has been great so far. He's very respectful. He knows the coaching. I know the athletic training, and we respect each other in that sort of realm. I talk with him most every day about the athletes. So as athletic trainers here, we are required to sort of send an injury report every day. That's usually done through email. However, Coach Davis does not look at his email, has not opened it ever, and isn't great with technology. So that's one barrier. Not something that's impossible, obviously, but something that just requires a little bit of different communication than most coaches.
All right. It's probably my last question for you. If there was one school that you would want to be the head athletic trainer, where would it be and why?
Probably my top would be Michigan State, just because it's where I spent 4 years in undergrad. It's where everything started for me. Love the school, miss the school. Always happy to go back. So I think if that opportunity ever came, with either men's basketball or maybe soccer, men's women's soccer, those are kind of the two sports that I enjoy working, so that would be ideal for me if that ever came up. Outside of that, I wouldn't mind going out to Utah and working just because I love the state. And then, I don't know, other than that, it's just kind of, I would like to stay in men's basketball if I can. So it would have to be a step up from Detroit.
All right, Chris, I really appreciate your time with the interview and taking your time out of your day, your work day, to do this for me. And I really am excited for this season and working with you. So I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Yep.